I just feel inspired to share now that, actually, I don't know what, but I just feel inspired to open my mouth and share that, you know, God is really good. And this is something that God put in my heart this week when I was doing one-on-ones with different people. No matter what our circumstances may seem like, or if things are going for us or things don't seem to be going for us, God is good. God never lets us down. God is faithful. God doesn't want us to suffer in any way, shape, or form. He doesn't want us to lack. He doesn't want us to be ill or sickly or on our own or alone or emotionally crippled. You know, God's a God of deliverance. God is a God of life. And when we find ourselves feeling in those ways or experiencing some of this world's turbulence of, you know, maybe lack or lack of finances or something in our health or something in our relationships, you know, you've got to remember that God is still good. Like, you know, God has got the answers and solutions for everything that we need. All things pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of what God has done through his son, Jesus Christ. And that is, he has made us rich so that, you know, we don't feel the force of this world on any level. And so as we begin to walk with God and really pay attention, then we start to see God's great heart for us, you know. And so, you know, if someone is struggling financially, it's not that God wants you to struggle financially. If someone is not 100% healthy, it's not that God wants you to be less than 100% healthy, because God has made us complete in Christ. He has supplied everything for us to manifest on every level his wonderful goodness and kindness and abundance and strength. And, you know, God wants us all to prosper and to be in health even as our soul prospers, right? So it's dependent upon our soul prospering. So we've got to come back and have a look. What is our soul? Our soul is our will, mind, emotion, our intellect. And God has given us the Spirit of God. And when we connect our minds to that Spirit through the heavenly words also, then we can start to prosper and we can start to be in good health also. We can start manifesting the heaven, the heavenlies here on earth. We can start bringing what's in the spiritual into our physical. And that takes focus. It takes looking to God. It takes a dedication to God to really put God first. And what is putting God first? No, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. God's, you know, Jesus said this, you know, seek ye first. What is seek ye first? What does that mean to you? What does it mean to, it can mean different things to different people. What did it mean to God? What did it mean to Jesus when he spoke those things? You know, God doesn't want us to worry about anything in this world. Our needs, our finances, our health, our strength. But to go to God first, keep him first. And for me, I've learned that keeping God first for me is that God is first. In other words, my decision making is based upon what God is showing me and working in my heart to do. And that God is above my wife, he's above my children, he's above my grandchildren, he's above my own affection and feelings for things that I desire and want, is what God wants me to do. Because I know if I'm doing what this Heavenly Father, who is the actual creator of the heaven and the earth, if I'm doing what he wants me to do, then there's no good thing that is not going to come to me. In fact, you know, God withholds no good things to them that walk uprightly, to them that are putting God first. You know, not their wife, not their children's opinions of what they're going to do and where we go. No, we should have a holiday, we should have a break, we should have these things. Yes, we should all have those things, but let's do it with God. You know, so it's like for me, if Kim was, because Kim likes to organize holidays, right? If she was to make a holiday and God says, no, I want you to do this, I'll be doing that. Regardless of how she reacts to me or responds to me, if I make a decision and someone doesn't agree with it, I can't be worried about what that other someone might think. And I'm putting God first. You know, God's put this in my heart. I'm not going to budge based upon I know God has put this in my heart. And I know it's going to be profitable and beneficial, number one, for me, because I'm listening and I'm doing what God wants me to do. And it will bless those that I'm going to minister whatever it is God wants me to do, right? So that's the type of what I mean, let's put God first. If you want to see the greatness of God and have this wonderful increase and this wonderful abundance, new laborers. God really does have to be first. You know, that doesn't mean to say you're kicking everything to the side. You know, but everything is in its place. Everything is in its order. And that God is literally free to do with you what he wants you to do. And that you can say yes to God. Yes, God, I'll do this. And so this is something God's been working in my heart. Like, he wants us to rest and relax. Like, for laborers, for an example, I can't get anyone. Okay? But I want who the Father draws to me. That's what I want. And God is the one that will send forth to you the laborers, the ones that are hungry, the ones that are desiring. So in this walk, in this game of life with God, in this spiritual walk, what do you want? It will always come back down to, what do you want? You got to know what you want. And God is working and putting his desires and energizing things in your heart as well as your own desires. And once you know what you want, you can then make a aim towards that. Your visions, your goals, your desires. A lot of people fail because they don't know what they want. Or they don't know their purpose. But it's as you serve and as you move forward, you start to see your purpose. God starts to make it clear for you. He starts to give you the signpost, the directions of where to move. He navigates you. He orders our steps in his word, so no sin has dominion over us. He makes our feet like hinds feet and sets us upon our high places where we are going to be, where we can promote him and where we can be the most blessed and the most successful. So for me, as a minister, as a believer, as an individual, I want God first. Because I know I'm going to get everything that God wants me to have, and I'm going to be able to do everything that God wants me to do. And that I'm moving in humbleness and meekness and in obedience also. Because I know that Jesus done that. You know, and I'm to follow his example at the end of the day. And he lived and moved how he's being in God. Nobody else was first but God in his life. And I've seen through my own personal walk and journey, being a dad, being a husband, you know, being a son, and being a brother and to other people, that people do have expectations of you. But are those expectations taking you away of what they want you to do, taking you away from what God wants you to do? And this is where things come in. Oh, you're brainwashed, you're religious, you know, you're being taken over by a sect and all this type of stuff, you know. You've been really brainwashed, Lawrence, you know, you've been taken off and you need to be deprogrammed. I don't need to be deprogrammed at all, because I am proving God in my life, and it's worth it. To lose everyone and to gain Christ is everything to me. You know, because the only one that looks out for me truly is my Heavenly Father. He's got my back. And, you know, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. And that's what God says. You know, but blessed is the man that trusteth in Jehovah. You know, and we will flourish and grow as we continue to trust in him. So, you know, there's many doctrines and there's many different words out there that can take us off course of what God wants us to have. But God is really given the wonderful direction. And as we say yes to that, we just keep saying yes to God. And we keep moving with God. And he gives us the step and the next step and the next step. And we can do anything we want with God. The only time we don't do that is when we're worried about what other people have to say about it. What will my husband say? What will my wife say? What will my boyfriend say? What will my best friend say? What will my cousin say? My auntie? My uncle? What will they say if I do this? You know, before I used to worry about all those things, and I used to, you know, but as I desired and grown in my walk with God, I realized none of them are there for me. God is the one that's always been there for me, so I want to give all myself to God. And I want to do what he wants me to do. I want to be a radical, if you want to call it like that. If these other people can be radical, so can I. and it's to serve God. You know, I don't even know what I'm doing. Really, I'm being led by God. I'm receiving what he's putting in my heart and following that direction. He's the one that's given me the wisdom. And he's the one that's given me the direction. So if you really want to be elevated forward, you know, like, what are you willing to do? What do you want? What are you willing to give up to go up? You know, there are things. It's not that we're giving up anything amazing in this life. It's that we're giving up the carnal things so we can gain the spiritual things. And God wants us to not to be conformed to this world. Because if we're being conformed to this world and the people that are in this world that are saying the things to us, then we're not being transformed. And we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That means taking on God's precepts and concepts and understanding to our hearts and moving in that direction. You know, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. Not by other people whispering in your ear, but what the Holy Spirit is whispering in your ear. What God is speaking to your heart. You know, and God will honor you when you say, here I am, Lord, send me, I will speak for you. You know, and if you take care, and lots of people miss their need because they don't put God first. And God says, if you take care of my business, I will take care of yours. All I need to do, Lawrence Tor, as a minister, as a brother in Christ, as a person, as a dad, as a granddad, as a father, as a brother, all I need to do is put God first. And he will take care of me. You know, I'm seeking him first. And this is what God wants you to do. Just put him first. It's not hard. Well, you don't understand the background I got, Lawrence. You don't understand the pressure I get from other people. I do understand it. I've lived through that. I've grown through that. I've overcome those things. Because you can. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, that we make the right decisions for our life. And that we can move forward with God. And we can be pleasing in his sight. And we get rewarded not only then, when we're gathered together, we get rewarded now in this earth. And we become those leaders. We become those lights. We become those, you know, world changers. Because that's what you are. All of you on here are world changers. You know, you've been called on a great assignment for God to preach his word, to make known the Lord Jesus Christ, to make known God, to reconcile people back to God through your word and ministry of reconciliation, to let people know that there's a good God and he's not withholding anything from you. If you're struggling in your finances, you've got to look at what you're doing. If you're honoring God and you're struggling, you've got to look at how you're managing your money. Maybe you've got to look at how you're spending your money, what you think about money, for an example. You know, so these things are very important. You know, how we look at things, how we manage things. And then if there's a hindrance, there's got to be something wrong on our part. Now, a lot of people will say, the devil done this to me. You know, the devil is making me poor. The devil is this. And they don't take accountability for their own error. And yes, the devil can do those things. And it is usually through our error that he does those things, right? So it's like, I'll give you an example of what I mean by that. And God has just been putting this subject in my heart the whole week. And what I mean by that, so when I had that happen with me, was that the devil? I would say not. Maybe the devil was working in that, in the sense that I was smoking like a trooper, I wasn't doing exercise, I was eating all the wrong things. See what I'm saying? Now, who are we going to blame? Now, I need to take accountability that I wasn't really looking after myself in the right manner. I was taken for granted because I've always smoked. I've always done what I wanted to do on the physical. I've always ate what I wanted to eat. See what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of that is my own fault. And it's through maybe wrong doctrine and understanding of these things. You know, it's okay to smoke, you won't die. Everyone says that they don't want you to smoke. Or that you can eat what you want. It's, you know, they're always promoting you can't eat this and you can't eat that. And I used to believe all that narrative. But really, we should, you know, we are what we eat. And what we put in our body is very important. Now, I understand that now. It's taken me a long time, isn't it? It took something very drastic to kind of wake me up in that area. But I'm honest about it. And I looked at that and I thank my God, you know, for his grace and his mercy and his love. Now I can do something about it. Can you see what I'm saying? There's no condemnation to me. I definitely wouldn't condemn myself and I wouldn't condemn anyone else. But when we look at things honestly, then we can see where the things are. And that's just being honest about it. A lot of people won't take accountability for their own error. And but, you know, all scripture also is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, how to believe rightly, reproof when you're not believing rightly, correction back to believing rightly, that the man of God may be perfected, truly furnished unto all good works. You know, God has given us His heavenly, the heavenly words of the same work in the same way. And it's not, God is not condemning anyone. That's what, all condemnations have been, has been laid on Jesus Christ. So there's no condemnation to me. But there is learning. There is things I can learn. There is things I can change through my thinking. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I'm not to be conformed to this world. I'm to be transformed by the renewing of my mind, receiving the sound words, the right words, the good, beneficial words, and then moving in that, putting them on. No, putting it on. We put on the mind of Christ, and then we start to speak and act that way. And then it's through this practice that God starts to bless us, heal us up, prosper us, opens up doors for us, brings to us the laborers. God doesn't want us to run out after laborers. God will bring them, or he'll send us to go somewhere. He'll send us to speak. When he sends, there's going to be a result. When we go in our own strength, there won't be much result. When God brings, there'll be result. And God is the one that will draw people to us. And if you're really desiring laborers, he will send them to you. And so like this trip we're going to be doing in May, you know, we're going to be all getting together and we're going to be having great fellowship, great fun. But God needs to be first, right? So, you know, we're going there to look to see what God is saying, what God is going to be directing and encouraging, that we can take personally to our own hearts and that we can apply in our life. When we do the one-on-ones, that's what we also do. When you're receiving words of encouragement, no, God wants you to take it to your heart and run with the ball and apply it. Like I have my one-on-one today, you know, and I make sure I get my one-on-one. I'll pursue Sam and get down until he answers that phone, right? And he does, and I bug him. I know I do. But he asks, oh, hello, Doris, how are you doing? Right, I got you now, that's great. Now you're going to listen to me for a little bit, and then I want to hear what you've got to say. And it's great, we have a great conversation. I had one today, I had a nice about hour and a half today with Sangha. And man, this guy really walks with God. He really speaks those heavenly words. And I was just so blessed. And I had a one-on-one with Carl Morton afterwards. And so I was fed and I'm able to feed others also. And then it's the beginning of the month. So I sowed my seed, you know, I was strong to do that as well, you know, and generous in my giving because God wants us to prosper. Now I understand about this giving. I am generous in my giving because now I've been practicing it. I've started to see the results. So I don't just stay a pound in my giving or even to, I'm generous because God has prospered me because I've set my face like a flint and my heart towards God to learn to practice the things that he wants me to do so I can receive the things that he says that I can have if I do it. Like in Malachi, for example, he said, if you do this, this is what I'll do for you. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 8 and 9, if you do this, this is what I'll do for you. So I want to prove those things. I'm doing what God is showing me, so I want to prove that God's going to do this, you know? And you know what? He actually does it, 100%. And he's no respecter of persons. There's no excuse for anyone. And so when people are not bumping it in an area, you've got to look at that area where you're not being successful. Because we can be successful on every area. And it's the grace of God. It's not that we're earning this, by the way. You know, we're receiving direction for things to do that God wants us to do. That's going to help the heavenly flow come to us. That's what God wants. The heavenly revelation, the heavenly healing, the heavenly understanding, the heavenly finances into the physical. Like he wants us to, you know, move in this wonderful, wonderful way. And God gives us the words and we can speak in many ways. There's many ways that God, we can speak, you know, and we're not limited because we have an unlimited God and God is not limited. And if God is not limited, nor are you when you believe him. And God was showing me people really need to ask big. People are not being bold enough in their prayers when they go to him. God wants you to ask big and expect it to happen. I expect this from you, Father, because you said this and I know that you're faithful. You're the God of light in whom there's no variableness, neither shadow of turning. You're the creator of the heaven and the earth. You're the God that lies not nor changes not. And what you said once that you're going to do, you'll do again and again when that principle's applied, when it's adhered to. So, Father, now you go to work for me. You bring to me that one key laborer. I want to move for you, God, but I don't want to do it in my strength. I don't want to build something for Lawrence. I want you to build your church through my obedience in my sphere of influence so that you can have your way in the earth where I am and what you've called me to do and what you designed me to do in the spirit. So really, it's not about you. This whole walk is not about you. It is in the sense of your relationship with him. And he's, you know, he's taken us on the journey. He's patient with us. But we can move straight away. We can really have great success straight away. And, you know, I'd be so bold to say that we're going to start seeing and moving like the Indians and Nepalis very quick. But the humble ones, if you're willing to put God first in the manner that I just kind of encouraged it by God and God's working this in me to be bold to speak, then you will see great increase very quickly. It shouldn't take months. It really shouldn't take months for this increase to happen for each individual. It shouldn't take months for a laborer to come to you. Because if your heart is right and you really want this and you're really going to God and you're really, really going to put God first, he will send you that one. And that one will bring the millions, I'm telling you. And here, start adding. God will add. We continue steadfastly. In the book of Acts, they on the day of Pentecost, those that received the words gladly. Number one, you've got to receive these words gladly. Oh, this is just Lawrence speaking. He speaks that type of way. You know, he's the guy that follows Sangha and speaks by the Spirit. They do that in India, and he's copying it. If you see me like that, then you won't receive nothing. You've got to receive these words as they're the words of God, which are effective in you because you believe them to be the words of God. They're not my words. Like in Thessalonica, Paul says, you know, we thank God that when you receive the words from us, you receive them not as the words of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, the words from God, which work effective in you that believe. See, the word is effective in you when you believe. When you believe, honor God, and then you do that, is going to be effective. You're going to see the results of your honoring God. When you believe the speaking in tongues, and then you do that, you're going to see the results of the speaking in tongues. Speaking by the Spirit. Praying for the laborers. Using your connection. Being humble. Being meek to God and also to where you're connected. That humility needs to be there. So that you can receive the words gladly. If I'm not humble, I'm going to be doing all the talking and not even listening to you. And I do listen to you guys, by the way. Very closely. And then, you know, this is why I can minister in the way I minister, because God will start to show where the needs are so that you can minister effectively what needs to be done. And God doesn't want you staying right where you are right now. He wants you to come up some levels. And this is a great opportunity on this trip that God has arranged for all of us to come up some levels. You're not going to take you up those levels. God's going to take you up those levels. And we're going to do what God wants us to do, not what somebody else thinks that we should do. We're to be led by God, not led by an organization or this ministry over here. They do things in this manner. And I think I like to do that manner. No. Do exactly what God shows you to do and put it in your heart and go ahead and implement it. You don't need anyone's permission. I'm going to try something different. Try something different if that's what God's putting in your heart. I'm going to apply this. Try it. Step out in faith with God. Have some confidence. And do it. You don't need anyone's permission. You don't need my permission. None of you need to connect if you don't want to. None of you need to honor God if you don't want to. None of you need to come on this Zoom fellowship if you don't want to. I don't need to do it. You don't need to do it. It's I want to do it. I want to connect. This is where the blessing comes in. Because there's people that go through it on a duty. Let me show my face. I better turn up. I haven't been on for a couple of weeks. I better show up. Some people do that walk. Forget that's pretense. Be there because you want to be there. Be there because you can be there and because you desire to be there. You desire to learn this stuff. You desire to see what's going on, what's being spoken. This is where we grow like crazy, guys, because we're hungry for it. Yeah, what's going on? Oh, this is great. What Ethel said was fantastic. What Becky said was amazing. What Danny and Amber said was really amazing. What Kim said was even better. You know, and Lawrence is doing okay. He's learning. You know what I mean? So God wants you to be bold. He wants you to put him first. And he wants you to know he's not withholding your paycheck. He's not withholding your blessings. He really isn't. He's not withholding your healing. He's a good God. And Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price that God can get those things to us because they are ours. See, this abundant is yours through what Christ done. This healing is yours through what Christ done. This great relationships and growth is yours through what Christ done. It can't be done in a religious way. Or, you know, we're going to prophesy by the Spirit. You know, some people do this. It's not on. There's a way and a way, and it's called the way of holiness. It's called God's way. And it's a very simple way. It's not a complicated. And God has made it easy for all of us. He really has made it easy. He's doing the work, guys. Put the work on God. Don't try and do things in your strength. Don't try and change your relationships. Just do what God says, and if you do that, that's the only thing you have to change. He'll show you what you need to do on your part, and don't worry about the other person's part. God can work in their heart, whatever that may mean or be, in whatever way that might play out. And I'm telling you now, God wants you really prosperous. Financially, He wants you prosperous. He's given you and shown you what to do. And it's up to you to apply it. And yes, the circumstances can sometimes tell you this is not working out, this doesn't work, or something's going on. It did for me. For many years, Satan was tricking me, and also I wasn't very good at stewarding my money. And that's why I said sometimes you just have to stop and think, okay, what am I doing? Am I really stewarding my money properly? Am I really honoring God with faith? Or am I just putting it over because I better do it, you know, and hopefully I might get a blessing? Or am I expecting the blessings because God said if I do it, this is what He's going to do? God worked me to that point. Because before I was a bit like what I just explained. And I can see that in other people. But when we start to step with faith, faith is not what you see in the physical. When I give over my abundance, I haven't got a clue how it's going to come back. Got an idea now, but God can still change that up and make it come through another way. Because, like, see, God is the source of the supply, and He's got billions of avenues to bring that supply to you. So this is why we don't trust any circumstances or any people or anything. We trust solely in God. Father, I'm doing this because You sold me to do this, and I believe that You're going to do Your part. This is why I'm doing it. God just simply wants us to trust Him. Trust in Jehovah with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. God says, acknowledge Me, and I will direct your path. I will lead you. I will guide you. I will heal you. I will deliver you. I will provide for you. I will restore to you. See, God is the restorer. Whatever has been stolen out of your life before you were a believer and while you've been a believer, you go to God and say, Father, these things were stolen from Me. You said You would restore them. And not only will He restore it double for your trouble, He'll do it 3,000 times more. He'll do it 5,000 times more according to your faith. Father, I restore this to Me 3,000 times more. You know, Father, these things were stolen from Me. I didn't ask them to be stolen from Me. Only You can restore them. And You said You would because I got You first in my life. What I'm doing, who else is doing what I'm doing for You, God? Because we can say that. Who else is getting up and speaking in tongues and praying? Who else is honoring God? Who else has given up the things in this world to do the things of God? Who else is there, Lord, that's doing this? There may be other people, but I'm doing it. And I'm praying to You, and I'm worshipping You, and I'm desiring to You. I'm looking to You. I'm speaking about You as You give me the words to speak. Who else is there? There's not many people doing it. Many are called. Few are chosen. And that's why we need to pray for the laborers, that God will blow the laborers to us. And God will give them to you. Do you know what? But you need to be right on. You need to have God first. He says, have Me first. Don't put anything else first. Really come to Me with desire. God will feed you to the level of your hunger and desire. And if you live off junk food, when the real food comes, you're not going to fancy eating it. What do I mean by that? Many people still listen to old junk. Sounds good, but it doesn't produce much. And then you fill yourself up on that. And then when the true heavenly words come, you're too full to receive it. You're dumbed down. You're kind of know, like sometimes when you eat, you get drunk, tired. You know what I mean? And this is what happens. I would say to you, just focus on the sound doctrine. That's all you need to do. I'm not listening to anything else. I don't go putting on anything else. If I might go and get inspired to, like the other day, I was inspired to read from God's Magnified Word, which was Dr. Wellwood's book, I'm working. It was a fantastic read. And I read it, recorded it, and I sent it out. I put it into words, even though it was written down, I put it into words, so it was given a voice. And I sent it out to a few people that God showed me to do that. God put that on my heart for weeks to do, and I didn't get around to doing it. He kept bugging me to do it. So I done it. So I obeyed God in that. You know, and I know it got, and I know a lot of people got blessed by it too. So the point is, what I'm saying is that when we keep going back to the old things that keep us where we are, God wants you further, moving further. And it's the heavenly words that set you on fire to move. And then the practice of those words. You've got to practice these words. Practice the encouragement. And this is practicing our faith. And everyone's doing great with this. So I believe God wants to gear us up ready to really come. When we come to, you know, South Carolina, the people that are not coming to South Carolina, you could be praying steadfast. You could be a part of what we're doing. And, we, you know, I'll be putting Sharon's out as we record them as well. But, like, to really, we're going there to get together. Ted and Shelley, God's working in them. They put this on. And, but we're going there to receive the direction from God with the sound doctrine that's going to open up the whole of the USA, whole of Europe and the UK. Because I'd be bold to say this. The world will move like India, like in India and Nepal. It's through us. It's going to be through me here, through this sound doctrine. I'm teaching the sound doctrine. Whoever receives it, run with it, mate, because you're going to be the ones moving it. People will be coming to you. And, because this is how it's going to be. And so that's my bold declaration. And because someone needs to start saying these things. And this is the true thing as well. And God is no respecter of persons. And God has built my faith to this point that I can even be as bold to speak as I am. And I should speak boldly, like even Paul says, you know, pray for me that I speak boldly as I ought to speak. And these words are words of encouragement. It's not defaming anyone else. And it's, but it's just moving forward in the direction that God wants us to move. So now's the time to be bold. Now's the time to make some decisions. To move in the right way with the sound doctrine. Gone are the classes, gone are the, you know, this reverend that says this and this reverend says that. Lovely people. If they're not speaking sound doctrine, I don't want to hear it, you know. I really don't, because I know it just keeps people where they are. Or they're doing this word of prophecy thing. Oh, yes, God's given me a word. Now you say a word. Where is that written? Moving this way. Moving by the Spirit of God like Jesus Christ moved. That's how simply we need to move, by the Spirit of God, being led by God. God will give you words at the perfect times you need to give it. That's it, simple enough. We call the things as they are, you know, and we're doing it in love, because I'm going to see the Word of God move. I don't know about you, but for me, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and we will speak what's right, regardless of any persecution, any words spoken against us. And like I said, to Sandgate, the word will move in the West, and it's going to be by us. And I said to Sandgate, how I see you operating in India and in Nepal, and how God works with you in other places, in other countries, God's doing that through me here in the West. Now, that's a bold statement to make. That seems like I'm being big-headed and I've got, you know, lost the plot. But I know that. I know it by God. And it's going to, and it's already being proven. It's already began. And God will prove this for me. I don't have to prove nothing. Because it's him doing the work, and it's not about me anyway. It's about God. And I'm promoting God here. I'm not promoting me. And that, but you can really move this. Be bold, guys, with your declarations. Be bold to speak the word. Keep it to the sound doctrine. Keep with the practices, you know. And again, in your finances, if there's anyone struggling, like God just put in mind, if there's anyone struggling with your finances, look at what you're doing. If you're honoring God and you're struggling, look at the perception of what you're doing, you know. And ask God to show you, what am I doing? What do I need to mix up here? What do I need to change? Because I tell you, like, I've done this with God, and there was things that I needed to change my thinking on, and my confession, and God can show you, personally. You know, and he showed me. And when I listened to God, seriously, I was crap with money. I was terrible with it. Kim wasn't much better. And then God showed me what to do. And I was humble and I'd done it. And he's blessing me. And I want that for every laborer that connects to me, every person that's connecting with me. I want you to all prosper, not just financially, but, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, every area. And, you know, I want you to be successful. God wants me to be successful. And anyone that we're working with, we want to be successful. We're cheering you on. No, Jesus Christ is cheering us on. And I'm also cheering those on that connect to me. Like when someone connects and they're saying, oh, God's done this. I'm like, yes, God, this is awesome. And I really praise God for your great testimonies, because it's my testimony also. Your testimony is my testimony. And then my testimony, you know, same vice versa for you. If I get good success, it's your good success. And God wants us all to have this good success. And he really loves you. And he really is for you, you know. And you can listen. I want you to listen back through this. Take it to the scripture, because it's there. And anyway, I love you all very much dearly. And I'm really excited. God's done something within me. I know that. And he's changed me greatly with inside. Even I can feel that myself. And he's just taken every fear out of me. And I was sharing with someone the other day. There's a scripture where it says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. And that was over time. Over a period of time, as I kept seeking God, he delivered me from all my fears. And he certainly has done that. And so now we can be free. And we can really speak by the Spirit, energized by the love of God, with the right heart and the right motive. So anyway, that's what was in my heart to share, guys. I'm really thankful for all of you that come on here. Really are. You guys are doing absolutely, absolutely amazing.